Clashes have been reported between security forces and militants in Baitulla Mesud's base of South Waziristan for weeks, but the military repeatedly denied opening a new front in its campaign against Taliban militants. On Tuesday, however, the army confirmed Sunday's comments by a provincial governor that the military is preparing an all-out assault against Mesud, leader of the banned group Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan. Mesud has claimed responsibility for a spate of recent terrorist attacks in Pakistan, including the bombing of the luxury Pearl Continental Hotel in Peshawar and last week's suicide attack in Lahore that killed one of the country's most prominent and moderate religious scholars, Sarfraz Naimi. He has also been blamed for the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. The top army spokesman, Major General Athar Abbas, says the operation is in what he called a preliminary phase. He revealed little about how troops would operate in the lawless and rugged terrain of South Waziristan.
The operational details of how to target the network, the person himself, how would the operation, it would be unfold, these are necessary details only at an appropriate time. These can be shared with the media. It would be premature to say anything regarding the operational or tactical details.
Abbas refused to confirm or deny whether U.S. and NATO troops across the border in Afghanistan would help the Pakistani army against Mesud. The army has targeted Mesud several times in the past with little success, except for peace deals that have quickly broken down. The United States government calls him a key facilitator for Al-Qaeda terrorists and has offered a $5 million reward for information leading to his capture. There are concerns that new fighting in Waziristan will spark a flood of civilian refugees, similar to the displacement of more than 2.5 million people after the army started clearing northwestern Swat Valley and surrounding areas of militants. There have already been reports of people fleeing South Waziristan. Abdur Rahim Mesud, who is a member of Baitulla Mesud's tribe in Waziristan, says the displacement of the local population has begun. Mesud estimates about 500,000 people are on the move and many others are trapped. He says the area is under military assault and that homes have been destroyed. And Mesud says, so far, the government has not provided any assistance or set up any camps. Information Minister Kama Zaman Khaira denied such reports during Tuesday's military briefing.
There's no big movement of the people, as you are mentioning, 500,000. No, there's no such information with us. We are ready to cater if any problems come, like IDPs or anything else, but we don't expect such a big number.
Meanwhile, the army is reporting progress in Swat Valley. It says electricity is being restored to the main town of Mingora and that surrounding areas, including Piachar and Shangla, are completely secured. Information Minister Khaira was so optimistic, he predicted people could begin returning to their homes within days. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.